The global semiconductor market is projected to hit nearly $1 trillion by 2026. But the key to unlocking that value isn't just the silicon, it's the advanced polymers and composites holding it all together. The question is, are Western companies prepared for the material science revolution that's happening right now, with major innovation hubs emerging across Asia? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for leaders in manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a fundamental shift in the world of industrial materials. It's not just about new plastics and composites, it's about a new economic model for choosing them, a new intelligence for inventing them, and new billion-dollar markets that depend on them.
Exactly. We'll first cover the move away from simple price per pound to a total system cost approach, driven by a wave of sustainable, high-performance composites. Then we'll look at the engine behind this innovation, artificial intelligence. And finally, we'll connect these breakthroughs to two of the highest stakes sectors, semiconductors and advanced medical technology.
Troy, let's start with that economic shift. A report from Plastics Engineering suggests executives are starting to think differently about materials. They're moving from resin price to something called total system cost. What does that mean in practice?
It means the initial purchase price of a polymer is becoming secondary to its performance over the entire life cycle of a product. Companies are now quantifying the value of lightweighting, which reduces energy consumption in transport, and enhanced processability, which cuts down manufacturing time and waste.
So a more expensive material could actually be cheaper in the long run.
Precisely. Take BASF's high-flow polyamides. They might cost more upfront, but they fill complex molds faster with lower rejection rates, saving energy and boosting output. Or look at Toray Industries' carbon fiber composites. They enable lighter aircraft and EVs, which translates directly into fuel or battery efficiency. That's a massive long-term value proposition that justifies the initial cost.
And we're seeing a wave of new materials that fit this model perfectly. A study from India talks about a new polypropylene composite made with industrial fly ash and natural abaca fibers. Is this the kind of thing forcing that shift in thinking?
It's a perfect example. Researchers at CSIR NISC-PR have created a material that's lightweight, strong, and sustainable by turning industrial waste and natural fibers into a high-value composite. It's ideal for automotive parts and packaging.
How does this specifically affect a car parts manufacturer in Germany or a consumer goods company in the U.S.?
For manufacturers, this is a dual-edged sword. On one hand, it's a competitive threat. New, low-cost, and ESG-friendly materials from Asian sources can undercut traditional supply chains. On the other hand, it's a huge opportunity. European automakers can use these composites to meet stringent emissions targets, and a U.S. packaging company can market a more sustainable product.
And for the trading companies and distributors who move these materials around the world?
They need to be scouting these innovations aggressively, sourcing from these Indian labs or securing distribution rights for materials like the Plantix GX biodegradable resin, another new biocomposite from an ACS journal report, could create a significant market advantage. The window for being an early mover is now.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Task your procurement and R&D teams to formally model the total system cost for key components. Move beyond the spreadsheet of resin prices and initiate pilot programs with at least one of these new sustainable composites within the next 6 months to test their viability in your products.
It feels like the pace of these discoveries is accelerating. We're not just talking about one or two new materials a year. Troy, what's driving this speed?
In a word, intelligence. Artificial intelligence, specifically. The American Chemical Society is dedicating a special journal issue to AI's impact on polymer science because it's fundamentally changing how new materials are invented. We're moving from slow trial and error lab work to AI-driven predictive design.
Can you give me a concrete example of where this is happening now?
A recent paper in the Journal of Polymer and Composites highlights machine learning-assisted polymer biochar composites. Researchers used AI to predict and optimize how agricultural waste, turned into biochar, could be integrated into a polymer to create a superadsorbent for cleaning up industrial wastewater. The AI found the optimal formulation far faster than any human team could.
So the AI acts as a hyper-efficient virtual R&D team.
Exactly. And this digital speed is being matched by physical infrastructure. Milliken & Company, a major U.S. firm, just opened an advanced pilot plant in Pune, India. Its specific purpose is to simulate real-world manufacturing conditions to rapidly test and scale the kinds of novel polymers AI can help design. This AI-to-pilot plant pipeline is the new innovation engine.
What does this mean for a U.S. or European manufacturer who isn't using AI in their materials division?
They risk being completely outmaneuvered. While they spend a year testing 10 formulations, a competitor using AI could test 1,000 virtual formulations and immediately scale the top three. The speed-to-market advantage will be insurmountable.
And for trading companies, how do they keep up?
The product lifecycle for advanced materials is shrinking. Distributors need to build relationships not just with massive chemical companies, but with the research consortia and AI-driven startups creating these materials. They need intelligence on the ground in places like Pune to spot the next breakthrough.
The key action item here seems pretty clear.
It is. A company's CIO and CTO need to be in lockstep. Invest in a materials informatics platform. If you can't build it, partner with a company that has. The future of manufacturing is as much about data science as it is about chemical science.
So we have smarter materials developed faster. Let's connect this to the market. Where are these innovations having the biggest, most immediate financial impact?
Two areas stand out: semiconductors and advanced medical devices. Let's start with chips. Just last week, Applied Materials, a key player in the semiconductor ecosystem, unveiled 6 new manufacturing systems designed specifically for making AI chips.
What problem are they solving?
They're solving a materials and engineering problem. As you stack chips in 3D packages to increase power, you need incredible precision. Applied Materials' new Chemical Mechanical Planarization System, or CMP, creates an ultra-flat surface on the wafer, which is critical for a technique called hybrid bonding. This is all enabled by advances in polymer and material science.
And the market for this is huge. We mentioned the nearly $1 trillion semiconductor forecast.
Yes, and it creates massive adjacent markets. A new report projects the market for flexible barrier films for electronics will hit over $1.1 billion by 2033. These are sophisticated polymer films that protect sensitive components like OLED displays and flexible circuits from moisture and oxygen. Without them, our advanced electronics would fail.
And what about the medical side?
The same principles of polymer science are creating revolutionary products there. Research in Applied Materials today details a new Janus nanofibrous membrane for wound dressings. It's a smart bandage with a dual-sided design fabricated through electrospinning. One side is hydrophilic to draw fluid from the wound, and the other is hydrophobic to block contaminants, all while releasing antimicrobial agents.
So for a European electronics manufacturer or a U.S. medical device company, what's the strategic takeaway?
For electronics manufacturers, your competitive edge depends on your supply chain for these enabling materials. Access to the best barrier films and packaging polymers directly impacts your product's reliability and performance. For medtech companies, these functional biomaterials are not just components. They are the foundation for entirely new, high-margin product lines.
And for distributors?
They need to treat these specialty polymers and films as strategic assets, not commodities. Secure the supply chains. For medtech, this is a prime area for licensing and partnership. Find the university lab or startup behind the next Janus membrane and build a relationship early.
What should an executive be doing right now based on this?
If you're in electronics, audit your bill of materials for packaging and barrier components. Are you using the state of the art? If you're in or near the healthcare space, create a dedicated team to scout for these biomaterial breakthroughs. The technology is moving too fast for it to be a part-time job.
Troy, an incredible amount of information this week. If you had to boil it down to the three most important strategic takeaways for our listeners, what would they be?
First, you must rethink your costs. The paradigm has shifted from resin price to total system cost. If you're not evaluating materials based on their lifecycle impact on energy, efficiency, and sustainability, you are making flawed business decisions.
Second,
embrace AI or fall behind. Artificial intelligence is now a core competency in material science. It is dramatically accelerating the pace of discovery. Companies that treat it as a research project instead of a competitive weapon will quickly find their products obsolete.
And the final takeaway?
Follow the materials to the money. The most intense and lucrative applications right now are in enabling next-generation semiconductors and advanced medical devices. The polymers, films, and composites that solve critical problems in these billion-dollar sectors hold immense strategic value.
So the actionable advice is to look at your cost models, your R&D process, and your most critical end markets.
Correct. Update your financial models, integrate materials informatics into your R&D, and protect your supply chain for the high-stakes components that define your product's performance.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you, Troy.
My pleasure, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. We're here to give you the strategic insight you need to stay ahead in a rapidly changing global landscape. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with more analysis of the development shaping your industry.